Hello.
Hi, Keithlin?
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Right.
Hey, I came back from the gym. I tried to call you right away. I think you got hung up on some stuff or you were busy. Your phone was kind of going straight to the voicemail.
Oh, really? I don't know why it went to the voicemail, but...
Yeah, I got back and sat down on the couch, man, and fell asleep. I was so tired, man. It's so hot.
I was actually getting work when you called.
Yeah, the weather's been pretty crazy. My youngest son has been overheating, kind of dealing with that, so I'm hoping he's better when I go home today.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's just the heat, you know, and it's like they get outside. I have two boys, and they get outside, and they start running around, and they just have no conscience of hydration and how that works. So just you learn by
error.
I let them run around.
You said you was in California, too. You guys got that fire going on down there, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's we're in Southern California, and so it's north of us. But if you get along the coast and you look north, you could see it pretty well. So, yeah, it's definitely a factor. But the heat's just been bad in general, and things have just been drying up so much. But this happens, like, every summer. You know, it gets really dry and hot, and that's why everybody kind of lives on the beach during the summer months.
All right, man, what we got to do? So, you know, I pretty much asked a bunch of questions in the beginning, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you said you wanted to give it a shot. I remember I had you quoted at a discounted pricing structure, so it was just $149 month to month, and then I locked you in at that rate. So I basically put you on like a friends and family plan, as if I know you personally.
Okay. So my question to you: you said in the beginning that like 411 local deals the same way that you guys. You know, you gotta send me, the Google thing, and
The pin verification.
Right. So to get me actually on Google, so
yeah, I looked that up too. There was an address, like a 7417, a Boulay. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, Boulay Street Southwest. And it said it says there was a pin sent there before, but the pin verification process was never completed. So it's like Google saying they mailed it to you, but. They're supposed to take the 5-digit code off the back of it, and then you verify that on your Google Business profile. You submit it to them. And so obviously they know when you received it that you're actually in that location and you're a real company, but they never got that part.
Okay. Yeah, that may have been the case, because they sent several here, and I didn't know what to do after that. I just sent the code back to... 411 local.
Yeah, so they must not have gotten into the business profile and verified it. So I can do an advanced verification for you. An advanced verification is where they'll try to FedEx express it to you. So, you know, it gets there in like 3 days, and it's Wednesday. So I'm hoping, you know, maybe can get that even before the weekend. But if not, then we could always three-way call Google and just verify it over the phone. If you've had the pin sent out before, sometimes they allow us to do that if there's kind of like, we could say there's been a mailing error, but I wouldn't want you to wait, you know, for a pin to come in again because, you know, those things can take a while sometimes. They mail them from here. They come from California. The Google headquarters is here. So, you know, it could take a while.
Right, and that was the other thing. That's basically what I was, because I know you said it takes about 2 weeks to set up, so...
Yeah, I try to cover for that. Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's why I was saying about the charge. So mm-hmm. while you guys doing all that setup, I'm pretty much still having to pay the same price. So
right.
Do you guys, like, prorate that or what?
No, especially not with the friends and family rate, but we don't usually prorate it anyway because even though you're not listed right away, you're not paying from when you're listed. You're paying from when we start working on it.
Okay.
Yep, so we start working on everything right away. Like I would submit the business profile for the verification right now, and then your client interview would be scheduled for tomorrow at a set time, and they'll sit down and interview you. We'll do all the legwork on your account, get the website up and running, and then obviously once we receive that PIN verification, then we can go live with it. So we want to basically do everything that we have to do so that that PIN verification is the last thing that we need, and then we can just go live once we have that PIN. Make sense?
Yeah, my only thing is, like I said, the guy from 411 Local, I hate to keep mentioning them guys, but...
I know, it hurts me too. I'm like, oh, don't make me wear a black eye for those guys. They suck. but I understand.
He called me today, and he said, told me to look out for that pin. So the question I'm asking you, if they're sending me, how am I know it's the one that you sent?
Yeah, it's so different. They all come from Google. You can request a PIN verification yourself. That's not something fancy that we're doing that you couldn't do on your own. The PIN verification.
Right. I get that. But I'm saying, if they send me one, they're evidently he's sending me one now. So,
right.
So that's what I'm saying. Is one's gonna come in the mail any day now.
Yeah, I mean, you need to, I just want to say, like, you need to cancel that service. Like, if you've been with them for 6+ months and they're barely PIN verifying you, that should have been, like, the first thing that should have happened, you know?
Well,
like, you're never going to get on the first page without your PIN verification being completed.
Right. But like I said, I canceled them before, and they took me off of line. And I think that's what's going on.
You didn't get PIN verified before?
Huh?
You never got PIN verified before when you were using them?
Yeah, I did.
Oh. So why are you doing a PIN verification again then?
Because, like I said, I canceled the service at one point in time, and they took me
off. Yeah, but that doesn't... Oh, they deleted your Google Business profile? That's messed up.
They took my... Because they set me up a website. Now, I have a website. Through them, I have. You can go on.
That's messed up, man. You canceled their service, so they deleted your whole GM, your Google Business page. That's like you lost any reviews that might have been on there at that point. And then once you started it up again, they had to rebuild the whole Google Business profile and PIN verify you again. That's crazy.
Right, evidently.
That's crazy.
So,
that's crazy.
I live in Concord, so I think it's one. I think I'm on Google for I can look my. Well, you said that was something else, right?
Yeah, you can look up your business name if you have a Google Business profile, but the optimization is what you're missing. That's the moneymaker. You got to show up.
But what I'm asking you is if I put pressure on purpose in, it'll come up on Google.
Yeah, because you're looking up your business name. That's what the Google Business profile is. The GMB, the Google Business page, right? That's where you send your PIN verification. You put that 5-digit number on the back of that Google Business page. If you have the business PIN verified, or if you've created a Google Business profile, you'll still show up for people looking up your name. But that's not where the work stops. You know?
Right. You're right. That's what I had an argument about. I was like, because I can.
Yeah. You could do that yourself.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Even when I got a friend, I said, man, put in pressure washing. You want to be able to say, nobody that doesn't know me is going to know my business name.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you
get the
exposure.
So you want to be, I want to come up when you put in pressure washing in Concord, pressure washing in Charlotte. I want to be able to come up.
Yeah, that's the whole point of doing this. That's the most important part of doing this. You could build a website. You could do the Google Places, create your business profile. You could PIN verify yourself. You could do all that stuff on your own. But the guys that are hiring a company to do their SEO and have them on the first page, those guys that are on the first page are getting all the money. They're getting all the calls. Because most people, about 90% of people, don't go to page 2 when they're doing a search for a service. So all those people typing in power washing or pressure washing or picking one of those guys and calling one of those guys. If your name's not in that, you're missing out on all those opportunities. In the last 30 days, that's 1,812 searches that you weren't seen for, that you could have been seen for, if 411 Local was actually doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Right. So how do I become, like, because most of the time when you Google, let's say you put in pressure washing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's only going to be like the top 3 or 4 that's going to show up. Now, if you go down the list, if you press more, then it'll go down the line. So
right.
How do I become the 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, we operate exclusively with those top three recommended options. So we're a Google partner. The other companies that are up there are working with a Google partner. So your competitors will be working with our competitors. There's other Google partners out there. There's four of them. So our job, we can't have two guys in the same area that do the same thing. So that means within our company, we had a spot that opened up for your industry. And every time that happens, that's when you've been getting these phone calls from me. I've been bugging you about it. Because I know you're already doing SEO. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So having a top spot there, even if 411 Local was working to the best of their ability, it's not going to outperform having a Google Places placement, though. The Google Places guys show up above the Home Advisor listing and all those other directories. Like 411 Local, what they'd be doing would be getting you listed organically. So you'd be, you know, under the map section, under the Home Advisor stuff that's down there, and then you'd have like a random organic listing down there. Make sense?
Right. I'm on all that. I'm on the Better Business Bureau. They have me on there. Home Advisor.
Yeah.
I don't know why Home Advisor still has me on there, because I got rid of them too, because they were
good. FTC stuff, right? The Federal Trade Commission is about to shut those guys down.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they just switched their names again.
No, they used to be called Service Magic when I first started working here, like 2012. And then
but I think they switched their name again because somebody's been calling me from the same company. They said they're the same company.
It's either Home Advisor. That's
all they're going to do.
By Angie's? They bought Angie's.
Right. So
Angie's. Yeah, it's the same thing. Angie's is the same thing. Avoid that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
they bought them in 2016.
Yeah, they've been calling me too.
Yeah, guys that are up there now, though, like, we got a lot of ground to cover. Like, before, even though I'll have you in that map pack there, like, with the top recommended options, I mean, you're talking about, like, Sloops, they have, like, 250 reviews, Sloops Pressure Washing. I don't know if you heard of them. 5-star.
No.
Clean Under Pressure.
Clean Under Pressure? Yeah. I heard of them.
They got 113 reviews, 5-star. So then we're going to have you up there as, like, the greenie, you know, like the new guy on the block with, you know, we got to build up your reputation. But having yourself up there and is going to still, you know, generate a lot more traffic than not being up there, you know. And then obviously you'll get an increase, but you got to cherry pick through them. And we have review monitoring. So, I mean, I'm not going to tell you that you're going to have their kind of success overnight. You know, it's probably going to take us, like, realistically at least a year to kind of build you up to the point that they're at.
Well, I mean, I ain't looking for that, but I'm looking for some type of traffic.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the instant return on investment is going to be easy to do. I mean, you're spending $149. I mean, if I bring you two new jobs this month, you probably offset that cost like 2-3 times over, you know? Not saying that's all you're going to get, but I'm just saying, like, it's very minimal for the amount of traffic that's going on right now. It's the peak time of the year.
Correct. So,
yeah.
Like, I mean.
If you were ever going to try this out, this is the best time of the month to give it a shot. Or the best time of the year, I mean, to give it a shot.
Okay, I mean, I'm willing to try. I mean, but like you said, I mean, that's why I'm just trying to understand the fact that, like, I mean, I know I can put myself on Google. So I was just trying to figure out what it is, but you guys.
Yeah, it's like we were saying earlier. I mean, you're going to have more questions as we go, but success on the internet, it's all about working with the right company, you know? So I'll give you a direct line and extension of me. Same concept. If I'm already on a phone call, then, you know, obviously they'll try to transfer you, but if I'm already on a phone call, it won't go through, but I'll get back to you right away. But basically, I'll be walking you through the campaign. It's not like 411 Local or Home Advisor. We don't just set guys up and forget it. You know, we want you to make money too, or we're going to lose you as a customer. And the only way we're getting paid is if you're getting paid, you know?
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, let's roll.
Okay. So it's going to sound kind of repetitive, but I'm just going to verify some of the information you've had with 411 Local in case anything's changed. And then obviously I want to verify the address too for that PIN verification. So it's 7417 Bolage Street, Southwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and do you want that address hidden on Google or displayed?
I want it hidden.
Okay.
Because it's my home number.
I gotcha. Yeah, I mean, you go to the customer anyway, and they're not coming to you. So your listing will still say Concord, North Carolina, 28025, though, just so you know.
Okay.
Okay. And then primary line of contact, 704-891-2025?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Say that again. You said 704-891-2025?
Yep. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and confirm. Okay. All right. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business displayed?
Like I said, I'm not full-time. I work a job full-time. I work a job, too. So I have a full-time job. So my hours have to be in the afternoon. I usually kind of start around about 2:30 in the afternoon. But like I listed on another company how are you going to put that? You just going to put my exact hours?
Yeah, so there's like a little icon on there. I don't know if you're near a computer, but it'll have the hours there, and it'll say open and closed. I can leave
I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can leave it open though. I can leave it blank, so that way it's like, hey, they can kind of call you whenever, and if it's a good time, it's a good time. If not, you know, then we might have to just let it go into the tracking system pipeline, and then you can go dig through that when you have some free time.
Because if I put in from 2:30 to 7 o'clock, that kind of scares people away.
Two in the afternoon. Yeah, I mean,
versus somebody that can come in the morning, which I can't.
Yeah, but, and no, like yeah, and no. I mean, the guys that are going to be able to pay you, like me, for example, I'm still at work right now. You know what I mean?
You're on a whole different time zone.
Yeah, but I mean, even then, like over there, you know, these guys are probably getting off like what standard 9 to 5. And then, so maybe they'll call you, and then they'll have to set up, you know, when they get off of work.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
By appointments or something, if you could. But
yeah, I can do it by appointment only.
Or just appointments. I don't want to say only.
Appointments available. Or I could just leave it open. You want me to just leave it open?
Yeah, let's leave it open.
Let's try it out like this. If people are blowing you up at work, you know, then we could adjust it, you know, later.
I don't mind people calling me at work. I just don't, you know, I don't want them to think I'm closed at a certain, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, then, yeah, let's just leave it open. So, I mean, that way we're not missing any opportunity.
So if I say that 2 o'clock, nobody won't even call before 2.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that way I'm missing those potential customers.
Yeah, I mean, it could limit you, absolutely. And there's a lot of volume that happens throughout the day, too. It's just we don't really know exactly, like, oh, this is when they're going to call, or, oh, this is going to negatively affect you if you don't do it. You know, it's really by ear with the customers. I would say, you know, the best ability in life is availability, though, you know?
Right.
Especially
I
as
mean,
a business
but,
owner.
You know, the goal is to get off my 9 to 5. You know, that is goal.
Yeah.
But, you know, right now, I'm only a year and a half in. I mean, yeah, I'm almost 2 years in. So, you know, right now I'm not getting a lot of business because I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We'll get you established and we'll develop, you know, reviews and we'll grow you. Like I said, it's not going to be an overnight thing. I think you know that already. But, you know, we'll start generating jobs and reviews and, you know, as long as that reputation builds up, and then you'll have some reoccurring jobs coming back in your pipeline, that pipeline of business will just grow and grow over time, and then you can, you know, part ways with your day job. But you want to wait until we're at that point before you actually leave that job. You know.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I haven't left yet.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I got a wife, man. Okay. Yeah, no, I hear you. I got 2 kids, so I'm like, I don't know what your situation is. But I don't want to tell you to do something or recommend you do something that's going to put you in a bad spot. You know, I'm here to help you, not hurt you.
even if my business when it's growing, she still might have, she's going to have to make, my wife is a beast. She's going to make sure, hey, you sure?
You know, yeah. So, no, that's probably why she's your wife. You know what I mean? They got to be your other half. Otherwise, shoot. I ain't dragging around no woman all my life. My lady still goes to work. I told her years ago she didn't have to work when our first one was born, and she just keeps going, and I'm like, yeah, you're smart, because if you would have stopped working, I probably would have split with you by now.
Well, new day and time, two is way better than one. I mean, two incomes, and you said I don't have any kids, so
yeah,
I can imagine. Two kids, and you would have been by yourself. Man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have some companies outside of this, too, that actually her dad manages one of them. It's a painting company that we have out here in Southern California, and does really well.
Okay,
I do the marketing
cool.
for this also. So the kids are good. I mean, Southern California, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere kind of thing. It's like New York.
I believe you. It's a big, I actually have a friend that stays in California. I don't know what part.
You got to have a good business mind. We're kind of like naturally, either you're an entrepreneur or you're going to sink real fast. I mean, people aren't getting by out here, especially with kids. If they, you know, on a regular wage, you got to have some other kind of hustle going on, you know?
Heck yeah, it's expensive out there.
Yeah, you probably need about six figures just to get by, even just renting a place.
I know. That's why I'm staying in the South.
Yeah, I know. I should move out that way, you know. I'd probably have a lot more.
You live
like a king. Yeah, it took me 65 just to put 10% down, and it's a two-bedroom house. It's not like it's huge, you know. In California, you know, a little spot can cost you $1 million. You go to Texas, you got five bedrooms and a pool and big old yard.
Oh, yeah. It's that way here, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine, you know. So
You can build for $1 million, you can have like a real mansion.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, out here, that's just regular, you know, like just living in the suburbs. You don't have to worry about your kids.
Hey, man, but y'all weather, the weather, the sunny, you know, you can't be jet too.
Yeah.
So you're paying for what you like and what you want, man. It's
currency's really outside. Like, the best stuff here is technically free, you know, but they make up for it with the cost of living out here. But it's like, and any given day, you know, I can go to the beach after work probably for 2-3 hours before the sun goes down, and even when the sun goes down, it's beautiful, and it's warm. It's nice.
Yeah, man, I bet. I've been there a few times, man. It is. It's wonderful. The women, beautiful, all that good stuff.
Well, yeah, that's just a given.
Well, hey, man, you're a man at the end of the day. I'm sure your wife, you're a man, man.
I know. I'm half and half. My dad, though, my mom passed away in 2010, and you're making me laugh right now, because I took him out for his birthday. He just turned 60 on the 27th of July. And I took him to a Dodger game, and then we went over to L.A. by the beach. And, you know, my mom passed away like 12 years ago. But he's just like, he's like rubbernecking out there, man. His head is just on a swivel. I'm like, you're 60 years old. And he's like, hey, man, it still works.
Way to go.
Yeah, he's like, how you think you got here, man?
Let you know real quick. Hey, look, I'm still a man.
Yeah. No, he tells me that all the time. Yeah, I'm just like, all right. You know, I let it slide. But
hey,
my sister,
tell you what they tell me.
Like,
what the old men tell me, they tell me all the time, they be like, look, you better hope you halfway is like I am when you my age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true, you know. I remember my grandfather, just getting off topic, my grandfather told me this joke one time, I never forget it. I remember he was sitting in his chair, his fly was down. I was like, your fly's down. And he goes, hey, man, what can't get up, can't get out.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, man, if I ever get to that point, just shoot me.
Jesus Christ, yeah, that's rough. I don't know whether to laugh at that or feel sorry.
Yeah, I was cracking up. He was a good sport about everything growing up. He was real funny OG, man. He was funny. All right, so I got the business information verified. I gotta send you everything in writing because I put you on that friends and family discount. What's your business email?
I just got a regular email. I hadn't gotten really a business email.
Okay. Yet. I mean, we're not gonna display this to your customers. This is just for me to send you the outline of the agreement in writing.
I have an email address. It's just mine. So until I'll get a, I don't have a business email.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, we have a regular email.
We could switch it out when you get a business email if you want, or we could leave it like this, because the only thing we're going to use it for, like I said, is for me to send you these invoices, and then send you the outline of the agreement in writing, and then if you want to,
already got my email. You've sent me, has that been texted?
No, I don't have an email on file here.
Okay, here we go. N-E-L-L.
N-E-L-L?
N-E-L-L-B-E-E.
B-E-E.
B. B as in boy. E-E.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Okay. 77 at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay. NellB77 at yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Okay. And you spell your first name, Keithlin?
Yes, sir. K-E-I-T-H-L-E-N.
K-E-I-T-H-L-E-N?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Keithlin. Okay, and your last name?
Byrd, B-Y-R-D.
B-Y-R-D, okay. Okay, perfect. I got you here. All right. And then, do you want the LLC displayed on your business name?
That'll work. That's fine.
It looks more professional, but I have to ask. And then, okay, I got the hours as open availability. You can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I can, but I don't have it set up yet.
Okay. So but, cash and check for now?
Huh?
Cash and check for now? Or just leave it blank?
I also do Cash App, Zelle, all that too. Okay. But I have the equipment to do cards. I just had to set it up.
Like a square reader kind of thing?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Oh, gotcha.
I got.
Okay.
I got three things where you can swipe your card. I got one that you could just put up to your card. I just hadn't set it up. I ordered them.
Yeah, you got to go by the bank. You got to go by the bank and do it. I think they have the merchant processing. They charge a rate usually. It's 2%, I think, or 1.5, depending on what they qualify you for. But they charge you a percentage for every transaction. So you got to kind of sit down, get that set up, and then what account it's going to, whether it's a business or a personal account. But usually just having the square reader, it doesn't help with processing the transaction.
I know you can set up an app. It's an app.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, PayPal. Their PayPal's like that. PayPal, you can just set up the app, plug in the card
and
the account.
Right, so that's why I haven't set it up yet, because I'm really kind of pissed that I just bought it because that's the only thing I knew about.
Yeah.
And there are a bunch of them out that don't even charge you that much. So.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Zelle and Cash App stuff, or even Venmo. Venmo is pretty good, but a lot of this stuff, they've been sending the information to the IRS, if it goes over a certain amount, so you don't.
Right. I heard about that, but that's.
Yeah.
Cash
if you
legit, it doesn't make a big deal. A lot of people,
they ain't legit,
so they didn't want nobody to know.
Yeah,
but
with our painting company, I tell them all the time, my father-in-law, I tell him all the time, hey, if you can get cash, you know what I mean?
right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, hey,
it's just convenient for people. A lot of people don't always like to do that too. Anyway, to swipe a card when you hand out a card reader or something, sometimes. People look at you. Right. Not only that, they're going to, right. Cause they don't trust. You're not a store. You're a person. I'm going to people's house.
Yeah.
And they're looking at me pulling out a card reader. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not like you're in a store, in a business where they can, get all your information.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think I find it to be actually pretty safe. I don't have a problem. with using Square Reader. I try to get them to do PayPal. Honestly, PayPal has better deals, but I go out in the field too for other company. I don't have a problem with that. Like, if they're looking at me funny, I'm like, hey, dude, your house looks pretty now, though. So.
Wait. It's not.
Yeah.
It's the customer sometimes they may be a little skeptical because, I mean, come on, we in a day and age where scam is huge.
Oh,
you got people,
like a skimmer.
You got businesses out here that are, man, it's been all over the news. People been, you know, doing work, taking people's deposits and never showing back up.
Oh, so, yeah, that's, you know, crazy. Yeah, that's totally, I get what you're saying there. I guess we never really have that issue. The way we do things is we'll collect half in the middle. Like, I actually put money up front. Our company puts money up front, for supplies on a property, and we have them sign an agreement. So once we're halfway done with the project, we get half, and then once we complete the job, we get the other half. But a lot of people do that. They ask for half the money up front, and so that way, takes care of supplies and everything, and then they get the other half at the end, or they put it in thirds.
Right,
and
that's great when you, like, once I get to a point where I'm doing a lot of commercial work.
Yeah. Well, that's different. They'll just put you on, like, a direct deposit. Yeah, it's a contract with a direct deposit to your account, so they'll get your account and routing number, and then, you know, as long as you're showing up, they just go ahead and direct deposit that. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, don't worry. I mean, there's no worries at all. I mean, I'm strictly, you know, everything's legit, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, they look into you before they,
all that good stuff.
Yeah, no, they look into you before they even qualify you for these placements. Like, I wouldn't even have your number or be talking to you if that was the case, you know. Like, if you had failed background screening or stuff like that, like, you're not going to get on the first page or get to this level if you have a bunch of bad history. Just lingering around on the internet for people to find, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just trying to make a living, man.
So, you know, I hear you.
But, you
I'm
know,
trying to do more than that. I'm not trying to just work and die, man. I'm trying to have vacations every year, you know? I'm going to Hawaii in October. You know what I mean? I'm taking both the boys with me, too.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
That's only right. Hey,
yeah.
Man, that's,
yeah.
It makes it fun. That's a family thing.
Yeah, I'm like, challenge accepted. That's how I get all the time, like, with work. I'm like, okay, this is frustrating. I got to get up. I have it every day at 6 o'clock, you know what I mean? Now it's like I don't even need an alarm. I'm just used to it. I've been here 10 years. And then it's like I get off. I got the two boys, and then I have a company. What happened at the company today? Oh, man, there's an insurance claim. Like, you know, it's just – it's never-ending. But I always kind of wake up, and exercise is a big one. You know, like I said, I was going to the gym earlier when I talked to you. I kind of wake up and try to exercise a little bit, stay active, and that gets me in the mindset of just kind of like, all right, I'm going to attack the day and not let the day attack me. If I want to have these things in life, I just got to, you know, be aggressive and go out and
stay on the grind, man. That's what they call it. They call it staying on the grind.
Yeah, mentally, if you let it beat you up, it will beat you up, man. You'll start feeling defeated.
Man, who you telling, man? I told you I'm September, I'll be 45 years old, man. Believe me, I've been around a block or two. So,
yeah, no, yeah. I hear you. Yeah, stay active, man. That's the key for me. I don't know if I'd be able to do all this stuff if it wasn't for staying in good shape. I feel like that just helps with my mood and everything too.
Oh yeah, it does, man. I mean, you know, if you stay positive and doing positive things, that's what comes out. So
yeah,
that's how that
works. My dad's 60. He tells me all the time. He says, "You know, black don't crack." I go, yeah, but you're in the gym like 5 times a week at 60 years old. That's why you're here.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, he's strong. I got his mother is almost 90, and she doesn't look it. She looks like she's maybe 65. She'd probably be around for another 15 years.
That's great, man. Hey, that's good news for you.
Yeah, but on my mom's side, on my white half,
Man,
she passed from cancer. So it's flipping a coin. I hope I get my dad's size, you know, but you never know.
Oh, man, you'll be all right, man.
Yeah.
Hey, keep doing what you're doing, working out, eating healthy.
Yeah, that's the key.
You know.
My dad is telling me all kinds of stuff, like, oh, all that shellfish. Like, I like shrimp and bacon. He's like, hey, you're a brother. You can't have that. Like, all that salty food. Like, I know it's good. That's, like, our favorite stuff, but that stuff just tears us up. It gets you high blood pressure, all kind of stuff. So he
does. You just can't. You can eat it, man. You just can't eat it all the time.
It's so good.
Don't make
it's hard not
don't
to.
Make it
but
a,
it's like,
don't make it three times a week and
yeah.
weekend you pig out. And,
yeah,
you know,
that's how he got me into all that. Like, okay, you could have your weekends, you could do that, but during the week, you know, I basically pack a lunch. Like, I don't even go to lunch, go eat out during my lunch. I go down to the gym, and then I'll come up here and eat it out of the meal prep box, you know, and then it's just veggies
and
rice.
You're really going hard, right? You really into it.
I want to live, man. I got these
page
little
out
boys.
Your book.
Yeah, I got these little boys, man. I want to see them.
I'm terrible, man. Oh. I'm terrible. Don't get me wrong. I got a friend that I work with, man. He's been on me hard. I mean, you know, I put on a couple pounds, but I'm a small frame guy, though. Mm. But I put on a couple pounds in the last few years. And, hey, man, all I can tell you is I have to – it's time for me to, you know
– get in there.
It's time – yeah, man. Yeah. I joined the gym at the top of the year, you know that routine.
Yeah.
And I went in there for a good strong 2 weeks, and I haven't been back since.
Yeah, that's the worst time to go because there's so many dang people in there. Like right now, it's nice if you go to a public gym, you don't got 100 people in there. They already gave up a couple months ago.
Yeah, I was talking about that number.
Yeah. Yeah, I wait for them to go away. I'm like, oh, but our work is nice. We have this big building, and then underneath they have a gym called Equinox. It's like a private gym, so you know
okay.
you can go down there. And usually people are working during the day, so even the most of the people that have that membership down there, they can't even they're not even there. They're out working, so I can go in there and run around without having anybody get in my way. So I get a real solid hour down there. Yeah. But I got all your stuff set up. I just wanted to ask you, like, what's a good time for your client interview tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Like I said, my
you're
schedule
working.
Is
yeah. So it has
work,
to be after
2:30,
huh?
Yeah. So
okay.
I got a couple things planned tomorrow afternoon. But I mean, just give me a call, man. How long is it gonna? You think it's gonna take? Probably about a good 30 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, they say it takes 30 minutes, but they ask us for an hour window. So, like, they tell me
that's
to
fine.
Schedule it within, in case the call goes over or you have extra questions or we get hung up on something or we keep talking.
Right.
You know?
There's no worries. Just give me, like I said, any time after 2:30.
What about like this time tomorrow? Well, maybe not this time, but like maybe like 6 to 7 Eastern Standard. Is that too late?
No, it's really not too late. I mean, by that time, I'll probably be in the middle of doing what I'm going to do because I actually have a job tomorrow. So I'm thinking if you can call like. Catch me on the way home. It's nothing that I'm gonna have to fill out, so I can talk and answer questions on the drive
okay.
home.
What about okay? So here's the thing. So there's like these slots. They have a couple slots open. So I have like I have a 1 to 2 open tomorrow, and then I have that 6 to 7. You know, and then I have like earlier, but I don't know if you want to really go earlier. Like I could do 11 to 12.
Dang, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it's tough. But we try to knock it out as soon as possible.
11, 12. I mean, I get a lunch, but it's like 9:30 in the morning, and that's like 3 o'clock in the morning with y'all.
Oh no, not that bad. We're I mean, it takes 6 hours to fly over here, but it's we're 3 hours behind you, not six.
So that'll be like 6 something in the morning, like.
Yeah, I mean, we start at 7, but they're booked up pretty much like with the 7 to 8 slots, which are like 10 to 11 your time. We're basically here I'm here from 10 until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, usually.
Well, I mean, you're welcome to try. I mean, if not, try back at the. No.
Well, what time? 11 to 12?
7, I'll be headed towards the bed, man. I get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Wow, you get up really early.
Yeah, that's why I gotta go to bed.
Yeah.
I go to bed. I'm headed towards the bed around 7 something.
No, I hear you. If I get up that early, it's not voluntary. I probably got a 1-year-old kicking me in the head.
No, I actually get up at 3:30 in the morning. I got to be at work at 5. It's about a 45-minute drive to my job. I get up at 3:30. I'm out the door by 4, and I clock in at 5. Well, man, don't get me wrong. I hate it. Believe me, that's why I started my.
That's
own
why you want to leave it, huh?
Don't get me wrong. I like what I do. I don't know if I want to do it for the rest of my life. You don't want to work for somebody unless you earn.
Oh, I don't want to be. I don't want to be doing anything for the rest of my life.
I don't mind. If you got to think about it. If it's something that you enjoy doing, then it's really not work. So you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get to a point to where you might want to retire and just go off.
Yeah, the benefit to running your own company isn't just picking an industry where you're like, hey, I like it. And then, so because I like this kind of work, that's what I'd rather do. It's more so like, for me, an entrepreneurial mindset, like I have a company, but I don't do any of that stuff. I don't paint. I don't remember the last time I painted something. And if I did, it was against my will.
Correct. That's what I mean. So at the end of the day, you may
want
have
somebody
the
working
business
for
part
you.
Of it.
Yeah, yeah. You want to build up this book of business here and, get this pipeline of business that we're building. This is what this is all about. And then, hire some guys and send them out.
There you go.
And
that's what I want to do. I want me a fleet of pressure washing trucks. And I just show up at the job and make sure everybody's doing what they're doing.
Yeah. So, like if I have to send guys out on a job that might make us $3,000, realistically, it maybe it'd take like a week to do the house on like an internal job. But over the course of that week, not even a week, probably a couple days, like 3-4 days, if they're really like dragging it out, but that'll only cost me like $1,500, so we make that, basically what it costs us to pay them to get the job done, we make it just by marketing and bringing in the leads,
Right. And that's where you want to be, that's why I want to be.
Yeah, find some other people to break their back. You put in the work already,
Yeah, but right now, in this time right now, COVID Jackson made people lazy to the mug, man. Right now,
it was those freaking stimulus checks and that free money crap they were throwing out that was destroying our economy and bringing the value of the American dollar down. That's what happened.
Yeah, that did, but, you're right. It was some lazy people out there, but
they're
not
getting
mad
free
at
money. These guys were saying, "Oh, I was getting fired because of COVID." They weren't even getting fired, and then they were filing unemployment and just sitting on unemployment.
It's not
like,
free
okay,
money, though, man. We pay the price for that money.
We all pay taxes and stuff. I get that. at the end of the day, it's really
just taxes, man. The government rips. They rip you off for everything, man. You know how many times you paying taxes in your life?
Property tax, income tax, purchasing or sales tax.
Off your regular wage.
It's all borrowed money. The money don't belong to us. We're slaves in the system,
Modern day
slavery.
Nobody got the money free. That was their money.
Yeah. I agree. But it did make them lazy, though.
It did?
Yeah, it made them lazy,
It did, but, I ain't mad at that. The government, they print money, man. They print,
Yeah.
So, and look, they choose what to do with your money.
I know.
You really don't have a say-so about where you spend your money.
I don't think we have a say-so in any of it, man. People were asking me the last election. They're like, "Oh, are you gonna vote?" I'm like, "I ain't voting for either of these bozos." And then they're like, "Well, if you don't vote, that's the problem, People don't vote, and then they end up."
Yeah, they tricked
us
like that for years, man.
Yeah, I'm like, you really believe that they're taking those votes and they're counting them? They're freaking throwing all of them in the trash, and they put whoever they want in there.
This next year gonna probably be the worst turnout for voting in the world. I think they talking about Trump and Biden. Nobody want neither one of them.
Yeah, I don't want either one of them. Come on.
And that's who it's going to end up probably being. Trump and Biden again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's trash, but they need somebody that's not Trump that's going to unite the people and bring everybody together, and they need somebody that's not Biden that's like retarded and aging and doesn't know what the heck he's doing.
I can't, why don't they?
Well, Obama did his two terms, but I ain't gonna say that. But I mean,
Obama as far as him being black, that was cool, but.
Yeah,
man, he jacked himself up too.
He was more mentally there. We haven't had a good president in a while, though. You know,
no, don't get me wrong. He was intelligent. He was
up there. I mean, Biden's like in slow motion. Trump got no filter. You know what I mean?
Trump was already rich before he
got the job. He just wanted the title. You know.
I'm gonna give you the secret about Trump, which is idiot president.
He was
just like Bush. He went in there for his own game.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's all that was. That was about him setting up deals and, you know, nah, he's straight. That's what most presidents, man, it's the ultimate job. You're the leader of the free world. You can go in there and make any kind of deal you want. Companies are breaking their neck to buy you.
Tax cut. I heard his first wife passed away, and then he buried her on one of his resorts, because when you have people there, it's like a cemetery, it's like sacred land, and it makes you exempt from like a bunch of other taxes, I guess, if you have somebody buried on the property. Yeah, he really did that? Yeah, I was like, that got to be the most gangster stuff ever.
You're a gangster, man. It wasn't nothing that wouldn't come out of his mouth, man. Come on, man. Anybody that gets caught on tape and said they'll grab a woman by her private part.
Yeah.
That dude was the president of the United States.
Yeah, he had so much money, man. They were throwing it at him left and right, whether he wanted it or not. And look how ugly he is, too. He didn't care. He was rolling in it, I'm sure. You know?
I actually liked him being the president for one reason. And a lot of people think I'm probably same to say, man. He just exposed the whole country to where it needed to be exposed to. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, He was
definitely keeping the people in the loop, you know? I think a lot of the stuff that goes on with our government, they do it behind closed doors, and they don't really keep us in the loop because they know that we wouldn't be okay with it, and the only people that can overthrow them or stop them or take them out of power is the people. So they would just kind of not tell us stuff. And I feel like when Trump was there,
Yeah, exactly.
And then I feel like when Trump was there, he was just kind of like, hey, this is what they're doing. And I told him
no. You're right. You described him perfectly. He had no filter. He didn't matter. That mug said, look, why don't we inject ourselves with Lysol? It may work.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Dude was an idiot. But, hey, man, are we good?
Yeah, the last thing I got to do is just secure the first month's payment of the $149. I'll send you over the receipt and everything in writing, and then we're good to go until the... Oh, no. We didn't settle on a... Oh, yeah. No, I got you set here for a client interview between 11 and 12. I'm going to send you a text at, like, 10 o'clock just to confirm it's still a good time for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to set up that reminder right now since I know you got stuff going on in the morning. If something pops up or changes, let me know. I could try to reschedule it, but I want to get this done as soon as possible. I'm not trying to have a 411 local situation or have you feeling like it's that again, because then it's just bad vibes.
Don't worry.
I'm going to be on top of it. I'm going to get you taken care of. I put a lot of extra attention into this one. Okay. All right, and then how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
What do you mean?
You could do it using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Could I use an Apple?
If it's a Visa, yeah, I think usually those Apple cards are a Visa.
No, it's a Master.
Oh, it's a MasterCard, okay. So it should have 16 digits on the front. It should start with a 5, it's saying, if it's a MasterCard. You could read it 4 digits at a time, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, it's 5253.
5253. 6362 6362 9609 9609 1444 1444. Oh, that's actually good luck. Okay, and then what's the expiration date, month and year?
1226.
1226. And then there's a three-digit code on the back.
916.
Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification, and we'll be good to go until tomorrow morning. So this is just like a 60-second recording. If I say something that you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I try to authorize the transaction. Okay?
All right.
All right, so it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Pressure on Purpose, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
I'm Keith Lynn, and I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose, basically let us know about, any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us? That's a difficult one. So just in layman's terms, it's like saying, don't do anything else online without without giving me a heads up, so that way I can make sure you're not like paying for something that, you know, maybe another 401 local, or that we're already doing for you, or like duplicating any of the listings that we've created for you. I know what you're using now, but it's just saying like after today, if you're going to add something, let us know so I can make sure that you're not wasting your money or doing something that's going to negative.
I just signed up for Yelp too, so I don't know how that works.
Yelp?
Yeah.
Yeah, Yelp, well, like I said, anything pre-existing, they'll be able to see, like, right now. It's just saying, like, after today. But Yelp is a directory that we do give you at no charge. So are they charging you for Yelp?
Yeah, they just charged me.
Okay, you might want to cancel that, because you get the directory submission for free. I don't know if you're paying for, like, extra ads within the Yelp system. That's the only time they would charge you any kind of money for it. But I found that they kind of charge a lot, and it's not nearly as effective as being on the first page of the Google search results. That's what, you know, most people are using.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry. So, like, if I compare the data from Yelp to the data that we get from Google, you know, it's like 10 to 1.
Yeah, actually, she caught me yesterday, so I just set it up.
Yeah, I only use Yelp to, like, look at food menus at restaurants, or like check an airliner and see what it looks like inside the airplane before I get on it.
The way she explained it was, that's where everybody goes to look for businesses. So I was willing to, man, I'm trying to get some revenue.
This is the thing. I don't want to get lost in translation too. Like, you're doing good, Keith. Like, I don't know how else to explain that. Like, I know maybe 401 local didn't pan out, or like Home Advisor might not have panned out how you initially planned, but like the fact that you're, I don't want to call you old, but the fact that you're 45 and you're proactive in putting your business name out there, you're doing the right thing. Most people, they just think that the old school way is still the way, and they just don't put themselves online, and then they wonder why they don't get anywhere, you know? So, like, those services, maybe it might not have had the success that you planned, and I know success is really about working with the right people, but don't, like, beat yourself up about it. I don't want to hear you beating yourself up about it, because that's just, you're doing the right thing, okay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to try. That's the only way you're going to learn.
Yeah. Actually, I tell my oldest son that, actually. I tell him all the time. I'm like, the only way you could fail is if you give up. That's the only way you can lose in life, or if you fail at anything, is if you give up. Once you make the decision in your mind to stop trying, that's when you lose. So that's definitely true in everything. We're still on this recording. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I have you on a month-to-month program under our friends and family discount. So the discounted pricing structure is $149. You're going to get all of the contents in our platinum bundle. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the third day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $149 for as long as you choose to use our services. It does state that you are not binded to a contract, so you can actually discontinue or cancel at any time if you're unhappy with the services. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop the billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to send you everything in writing right now. You're going to get a automated text message and an automated receipt, and then they're going to forward this to your email as well. Just for business purposes, like, how active are you with your email? Do you use that a lot, or would you rather me communicate with you through, like, text or phone calls?
I would rather you do texting, phone calls, because my email, for some reason, it comes, but I have to check it. It used to come straight to my phone.
It used to give you a notification?
Yeah, for some reason, it doesn't notify me anymore, so.
Yeah.
I did something
like that with my iPhone, and I have to go figure it out, because Siri is not working on my iPhone right now, and neither is Face ID, which is weird. So I gotta actually type it out.
That's what I have an iPhone. You know, you do stuff with it that I've had an iPhone for at least 5-6 years now, and I still can halfway work it. So stuff,
yeah.
Like you said, it stops working and
it's, yeah, it's like they do that on purpose. They do that on purpose. Like, it only has so much data, you know, that it could take on at once before it starts malfunctioning. And I noticed that it always starts to, like, malfunction around the time they're releasing a new phone.
Right.
I think they do it on purpose. Like, I'm pretty sure
they do.
All of a sudden there's, like, a new iOS platform, and you got to buy another charger. It's like, I can't argue with the product. It's really convenient, especially for somebody who has multiple businesses. Like, I could do a majority of this stuff through that phone, even while I'm working. So it's a... I can't live without it. It's just frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, I do too, because I can't work a computer for nothing in the world, so I need my
money. All right, so I'll set up the preferred method of contact as texting and calling, but you're still going to get, like, your invoice receipt sent over to your email. You're going to want those, because this is considered a business expense. We're a verified Google partner, so you will get this back if you file it as a business expense. Are you? You will get it back in taxes. Let's put it that way. It's considered a business.
So yeah, I just got your email. It says initial invoice, local splash, Dear Keithlin, you know, et cetera. It says click here to sell to subscription.
Yeah. So if you click on that and then you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll find a couple of boxes. One of them is like opt out of text messages. The first one, leave that blank, obviously, if you're okay with text and phone calls. And then there's another box you have to check just to certify that this is actually you, and like you're the card holder. It's not somebody who like pretended to use your billing information. And then the last one is just you sign out your first and last name and hit submit.
So it's
and then
cancellation and refunds.
Mm-hmm.
It says certified that I am the authorized holder and signature.
Yep.
You want me to click that?
Yeah, you want to check that box, obviously. You know, verify it's not somebody pretending to be you. But this is everything that's outlined in the agreement. So it's going to have all the products and features on there, the billing date, the pricing structure, the cancellation policy. It's all outlined in writing. And then the hard copy is sent to your email. So you always have that on file, and we always have it on file. So, like, even if I left here, like, a couple years from now and you're still using the service, you have documentation, and we have documentation that's the deal. Like, that's not going to change. You know, if our rates go up in January, your bills the same. I have you on a friends and family rate like you're a family member of mine.
Oh, it's asking for a signature down here. What is that for?
You just type out your first and last name into the box. Basically, it's just authorizing that you agree to the subscription terms. These are like the terms of service.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This isn't a contract or anything.